This is a replay of a very abbreviated Monday Night Trivia on WGN on Monday, January 22nd. If you don't hear yourself on it, well, heck, it was only about 20 minutes long, but how about calling tomorrow night? We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. Unless sports preemptives, of course, like they did last night, and like they will Wednesday night. But tomorrow, hey, three big hours, so call. 888-876-5593 is my toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's kind of the sneak peek of Monday Night Trivia. We don't exactly have a theme on the bumpers because I'm only going to be playing one. So the theme is, I like it. Yeah, that's about it for the theme. I'll give you a question, too. And the nice thing about this is I don't expect you to know it necessarily tonight. But if you're listening now, well, then what that is going to give you an advance on what we'll ask next Monday night when we have a full show. All right, so the question. My question, anyway. You can have your own, or you can talk about anything you like, and if all else fails, I got the tabloids. That's right. John was kind enough to go out and buy me a copy of The Inquirer. Right? That's right. So I'm set for the next few minutes, anyway. Movie stars are known for a lot of things, and this is not uncommon today. But the first star known for this goes way back. In fact, he was one of the first and only actors to move from silent movies to talkies. And by 1930, he was one of Hollywood's biggest box draws. Known for what? What was this guy famous for? Other than, of course, the movies. 888-876-5593. That's 888-876-5593. And it's working. I say that because very little sleep last night. When I got up, John greeted me with, the phones aren't working. I'm like, oh, brother. And it took me a couple tries to figure out what the problem was. And I did and rectified it. And they're working fine now. I know because I just called it. So there's plenty of time for you to call it should you want to. Though I firmly expected that since we are past the wee bitchin' hour on Monday night, the chances are I might be talking to myself. All right. In case I'm not, well, let's see what I can tell you. It was Eugene Church's birth anniversary. I say that sadly because he died young, actually 55 years old, cancer. You're saying Eugene Church? Well, he would have been 86 today. And, of course, Pretty Girls Everywhere and Miami and a couple others that didn't hit. But he worked with Jesse Belvin and the Clicks on Modern. And Pretty Girls Everywhere was probably the big one. Of course, I buried the lead. Sam Cooke would have been 93 today. And sadly, man, oh man, died, as you know, December 11th, 1964, gunshot, 33 years old, and will always wonder. When he signed his contract with RCA, and that was in 1960, on his 29th birthday, he got a $100,000 guarantee. Now, by the way, today, that'd be close to $1,988,699.32, to be exact. Mickey Harris of the Shirelles would have been 84 today. Yeah, died, sadly, at 42. Had a heart attack. Yeah, right after the group had done a couple shows in Atlanta. Nolan Strong, one of my faves of the Diablos, would have been 90 today. And he grew up in Detroit. Died at 43 years old in 1977. Yeah, way too young. Other than that, what can I tell you? Oh, on this date in 1962, Gene Chandler was just on top of the world. He was singing Duke of Earl on American Bandstand. The Duques probably weren't too pleased, but But let's face it, Gene loved it. All right, 1967, Roy Orbison was on tour in Australia and the Far East, and tonight he was headlining with the Yardbirds and the Walker Brothers, yeah, who weren't British but acted like that. All right, 1971, Joe Cocker and Leon Russell, their film Mad Dogs and Englishmen opened at the Festival Palace in London, chronicling the life of life on the road with 36 musicians and spouses. All right. So other than that, on this date in 1977, Ruth Gordon was the host of Saturday Night Live, and Chuck Berry was the musical guest. All right, so 888-876-5593. It would be 8888-Raleigh, and we have Mark, and Mark is in Aurora. So what's up tonight, Mark?
Good evening.
How are you?
This is definitely an abbreviated show.
Yes, it is. Are you there?
I'm there.
Okay, yes, I hear you. I thought, oh, no, maybe the phones don't work. All right, so what's on your mind?
Oh, I asked John for original Star Trek.
Oh, okay. Well, let me see that on here, and we'll give you an original Star Trek because I brought all the show prep with me just in case. I'm in Globe tonight. All right, but I'll be back in wherever it is tomorrow. All right, wherever it is. All right, I have the originals. Sometimes I just don't know it. Both of us only got 3 hours of sleep last night, and it's not for that there were too many things. I know, and I don't know why. I swear I'll just blame it on the atmosphere. But whatever it is, the bottom line to it was that we were both up after 3 hours and could not go back to sleep for reasons that we can't fathom.
The ionospheric charges really electrified you, didn't
they? That could be. I don't know. Yeah. I'm always listening to my nuts before I fall asleep, and one of them was claiming that ear ringing meant my DNA was being reconfigured for the coming new Earth. I thought, I don't want to hear this. I just don't even want to hear it.
Oh, conspiracy theory, huh?
Apparently so, yes. All right. Here we go. You'll get it. I know. All right. And let me know if I asked you this question, because I, like I say, on these, for whatever reason, I have not marked down what I asked. But did I ask you about tomorrow is yesterday and in what state Captain Christopher's fighter plane went down?
Yeah, it was Nebraska.
Okay, so then here we go. We'll try another one. All right.
That was one I didn't get the first time.
And that's why you'll always get it again. That's for sure. So here we go. In the episode The Squire of Gothos, does that sound familiar?
Yeah, the Nubian Prize.
That's not it.
Oh, okay.
Good.
All right, so this is a different Squire of Gothos.
I guess so. Oh, wait a minute. It is
all right.
Wait a minute. It is the Nubian Prize, now that I look at that. Never mind. All right. So the Ultimate Computer. Yeah, we asked that because that was kind of
Wesley. Yeah, we did that.
We did that. All right, in the episode Mud's Women, what was the name of the pill?
No, I don't think we did that.
All right, well, 78% of the players get this right, so you will too. I just know it. In the episode Mud's Women, what was the name of the pill that women took to keep them beautiful looking?
I know it was substituted with colored gelatin towards the end of the episode.
Oh, God. So what do you think?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you're right. I should know this.
Yeah, 78% of the people. I thought I was giving you a gift.
The beauty drug.
The correct answer was the Venus drug.
The Venus drug. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, there's all always right. next week. All right, thanks.
Yeah, okay.
Appreciate it.
All right,
thanks
bye.
For calling. All right, so we will get to Jeff in Beloit. In fact, I think he has a guess on this. So, Jeff, all right, our trivia question, what do you think?
Okay, I'm thinking that it was pre-Errol Flynn, and I don't remember the name of the star right now, but I think they either fencing or dancing.
Neither.
Oh.
But thanks for trying. Robbie. I appreciate it. All right.
Thank you, Raleigh.
So, good deal. Now, we will get to Brian and Joliet. He wants charts, September 1971. There is room for you on this abbreviated version of Monday Night Trivia. And again, the question I have thrown out, and I will again, will remain valid next week since you will be one of the few who had heard it, I think. Movie stars are known for a lot of things. And this is not uncommon today, but the first star known for this goes way back. In fact, he was one of the first and only actors to move from silent movies to talkies. And by 1930, he was one of Hollywood's biggest box draws. known for what? And it's not anything to do with his movies. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Back with Charts and Brian, and hopefully you too, coming up Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
You took my love and then you done me wrong. Still was satisfied. Still like my name all the time. It's any shame the way you lied, but it's all right.
It's all right.
Anyway. I can't tell you how bad I feel. Wait until it happens to you. I need my friends, I try to wear a smile, try to hold my head up high. You know, sometimes it's just a bit so bad. I have to steal away and cry, but it's alright. Till it happens to you. We first met, you treated me so nice. See how hard I would fall. You hooked and tied and turned your back on me. Love it all. It's all right.
It's all right.
Any way you do.
It's all right.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and the theme is I Like It.
Wait until it happens to you.
So who is it? 888-876-5593. 1967 on Jewel. So you know that was owned by Stan Lewis, and Stan and his wife Pauline wrote that. But who is it? There's your bumper stumper. That's all you get. All right, so now let's talk about my question here for a moment. Movie stars are known for a lot of things, and this is not uncommon today. The first star known for this goes way back. In fact, he was one of the first and only actors to move from silent movies to talkies. By 1930, he was one of Hollywood's biggest box stars. Known for what? Notice I didn't ask you who he was. I want to know, what is he known for? What, obviously, was he known for? Not alive now. But what was he known for? Don't worry about who it is. Just what was he known for? All right, Brian and Joliet, welcome to WGN Radio. Are you there, Brian? No. All right, but wait. I did this. I thought I did this. All right, hang on, Brian. Don't go away. Or maybe you already did. It's hard to tell. Let me put you on hold. And no, I just hung up on you. Great. Well, Brian, if you want to call back, dial fast. All right. Meanwhile, Paul in Buffalo Grove. Are you there, Paul?
Yes, I am here.
Excellent. All right. And you want Lost TV trivia.
Yeah, I'm going to try it again.
All right. I don't know if we asked this last time, but let's start at the very beginning. What was the flight that crashed and stranded everyone on the island?
It's 815, but what's the name of the airline?
Yeah, it was shown on the tickets, and you're right, it's 815, area code for Rockford, and heard numerous times on the flashback scenes at the airport.
Yeah. Oceanic.
Yes, absolutely. Oceanic flight 815. You're absolutely right. Okay, we have a winner. Hang on, Paul, don't go away.
Okay,
all right,
thanks.
So it's just that easy. So 888. 876-5593. We put Paul on hold. We don't hang up on him this time. I really do hope that Brian will call back. I was ready to play we wanted charts from September 1971. But Frank is in Northlake. How's it going, Frank?
Pretty good, Raleigh. How are you? We're just real slipping and sliding around here with the freezing rain. But,
I guess that's...
The highways are good.
That's just the worst. I mean, you know, snow I can take, but that ice, no, thank you.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I have four guesses about your movie star in the silent to the talkies.
Okay, now remember, we don't care who the star is. We just want to know what he's known for.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm thinking he was known for being a lover.
No.
I'm thinking of John Wayne, Douglas Fairbanks or Rudolph Valentino.
That was not it.
Really? How about Tom Mix? Or John Wayne?
Well, what would they be known for? As far, you see, again, we don't care who they are. Well, we just care what they're known for.
Be a hero, cowboy.
Nope.
Wow.
All right, you got a week to think about it. Call me back.
Well, I know Flynn was a lover boy. He was known for them swashbuckling movies.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah, it was Gentleman Jim Corbett against John L. himself.
Yeah, nope.
Well, I'll be talking at you another time.
And I'm counting on it, thanks.
The right answer for this.
Good deal, thanks, appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. And again, we do not care who it is. We just want to know, what is he known for? Jim in Wheaton, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, thank you, Raleigh. Great show.
Thanks.
First time caller.
Oh, good to have you.
He was known for boxing, heavyweight boxing.
That's a wonderful guess, but it's not right.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Victor McLaughlin.
Ah, but it'll give you a whole week to think about it, because I'll open with this question next Monday Night Trivia.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. So how nice to hear from Jim in Wheaton. All right. And a first time, too. I'm impressed. All right. So let's see what Cleveland Dennis has to say for himself. What do you think?
I think he's known for his big ears.
I like that. It's not right, but I like that.
That's all I got.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Talk to you soon. All right.
Yep.
Now, tomorrow night is a full show, I do believe. And then Wednesday is another one of these abbreviated ones like this. And then Thursday, let me look. Tomorrow night might, I don't know. I get so confused. But I used to write them down on my calendar, but then I didn't get them. But now Ashley has been kind enough to mail me a list, so I can probably find it here and know what I'm doing. So let's see here. Oh, I'm going to tell you. Here we are. January, February, March, and April. All right. Full show tomorrow night. Then Wednesday, just a half hour again after the Blackhawks. And Thursday, an hour and a half after the Blackhawks. Okay. I'm glad we had this little chat. Now, let's in the waning moments, let's see what Mark in Chicago has to say for his bad self. What do you think, Mark?
Hey, Raleigh. How are you?
All right.
Yeah, I think he was famous for his voice, for his singing.
I like it, but that's not it either.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah. So if nobody gets it, this will give you a whole week to think about it. We've got Deported Barry from Iowa. How do you get deported from Iowa? All right. Whoever you are, fess up and tell me who this is.
No. My name is Barry.
Okay, Barry. Have you been deported from Iowa? The things
no, but I'm guessing there's a silent actor who was and blacklisted during the McCarthy era.
That's great. It's not right, but that's great. Deported for who was it?
Charlie Chaplin.
Oh yeah, no, it's not. It's not. But that's this is a lot of people were on the blacklist. I think this is the only one that became a real big thing. All right, that's the only hint I'll give you. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right. So we'll pick it up there next week, next Monday Night Trivia. But like I say, tomorrow night is a full show, 3 hours, and I expect your participation. I'll be back in the other studio by then. And then Wednesday night, another half-hour Jewel, and Thursday night, an hour and a half, and that's this week. And then next week, I work all week. I'm getting spoiled this week. It's kind of nice, actually. But it's always, always good talking to you. Now, I think, I don't know what happened to Brian. But, hey, by next Monday, he can find his phone again. And then that'll be wonderful. Anything else I need to tell you about this day in history as I spend the next moment just prattling on until we say goodbye now. Good night, everybody. All right, let's see. Number one record in 1961, The Miracles, Shop Around. Now, not only was it the number one record on this date in 1961, it was number one for 7 weeks on the Billboard R&B chart. And while it was not a number one Hot 100, it was the first million-selling record for the Miracles and for Motown. All right, so what else? I think that may be close to it, actually. And so
Singer died in the Shangri-La's.
Oh, yeah, right. Yes, I know about the deaths. And we'll review this tomorrow night. The saddest one was Marlena Shaw. Not that I'm making light of Miss Weiss's die because the death, because of course the Shangri-Las were certainly nothing if not overly emotional, and that was kind of wonderful. But Marlena Shaw. So maybe we'll play California Soul or Looking Through the Eyes of Love. That'll be fun. And but not fun for the reason that her passing. On this date in 1966. Nancy Sinatra enters the Hot 100s for the second time, and it turns out to be her charm. It'll be number one for a week within the next month, spending 14 weeks on the chart, and later used by the FBI as a weapon. Of course, these boots are made for walking. So on that abbreviated note, we will thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, you few hearty souls who called, thank you, thank you, thank you. Talk to you tomorrow night, 21 hours from now, right here. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.